Yeah, the man with his finger on the pulse is Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Another day, another lawsuit over the Alec Baldwin shooting on that movie set.
Yeah, and I think just between me and you, it's going to get very, very ugly going forward. I mean, we now have two lawsuits that have been filed against Alec Baldwin and the producers of this particular movie. The first lawsuit we spoke about a week or so ago that was filed by the lighting technician, the chief lighting technician on that movie. And now, yesterday, we have another lawsuit filed, this time by the script supervisor working on that particular movie, the person who actually called 911 after that particular shooting took place. She's filed a lawsuit suing Alec Baldwin and the other producers of the film. And without going into all the nitty-gritty details, she's very much, very, very much putting all of the blame directly on Alec Baldwin, claiming that he played Russian roulette with safety protocols on the set, claiming that the events that led to him firing that actual weapon wasn't negligence on his part, but as they claim, was just that it was reckless, citing various apparent examples of where things went astray on the set regarding safety protocols and the like. So she's suing for damages for physical and emotional injuries that she claims to have suffered as a result of that incident, which, as I said, is now the subject of two different civil lawsuits with criminal charges still very much on the table.
Yeah. Okay, Meghan Markle sits down with Ellen.
Yeah, this is playing out this morning in the States. So she's doing this very cutesy interview with Ellen. It's all a bit of a puff piece, really, that's playing out this morning. There's nothing really scathing or monumentally abhorrent in that chat that will air this morning that's going to raise eyebrows across the pond. That's just simply not Ellen's style. But look, Meghan is sharing different tales of her life as a struggling actress before striking it big on Suits, and detailing her life with Harry before they were officially sort of started life in private, including a rather wild night out at a post-apocalyptic Halloween party that took place. And we've got a little bit of audio of what Meghan had to say on Ellen.
He came to see me in Toronto, and our friends and his cousin Eugenie and now her husband Jack, they came as well, and the four of us snuck out in Halloween costumes to just have one fun night on the town before it was out in the world that we were a couple.
Yeah, gee, there's earth-shattering news.
I know, right? Hanging out with the relatives of the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life, hopefully. You know, it's real, real earth-shattering stuff. And that's pretty much exactly what you will get from this interview. I mean, there's not going to be any bombs dropped. It's simply not Alan Starlin. For the record, if anybody is wondering how they celebrated Halloween this year, it was a much tamer affair where the kids dressed up and it all lasted about 5 minutes before it all fell to pieces. There you go.
All righty. And now what's next for Britney Spears? Of course, her conservatorship is over. What next?
Yeah, well, talking about interviews, it does certainly look like she's going to be sitting down with Oprah. It looks like that's well and truly happening. I think you can take that to the bank, although Britney hasn't confirmed that completely. But look, in the interim, since that news came out at the weekend, she seems to just be enjoying being free, essentially, and doing all of the things that we often take for granted. And I've sort of said this week, you know, she could easily land big money endorsement deals or TV opportunities if she does so choose to go down that track. But given that she said on Wednesday that she wants to be seen as an advocate for other people who are also in the same situation, not a victim, maybe public speaking or some sort of humanitarian work could be at play, perhaps. But look, you know, the opportunities are endless, and for the first time in almost 14 years, she can actually decide what she wants to do with the rest of her life.
Yeah, good on her. All righty, Jaden, as always, thanks for that. We'll have a chat again next week.
Pleasure. Thanks, Robbo.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert on The Wake Up Call.